Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to kpcradio.com. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014, and you're listening to The Navigator, your roadmap to musical success. Today on our show, we have musician and film composer Matias Piegari. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Katerina. It's a pleasure for me to be here. And yeah, I want to thank you for the opportunity of being in your show here.
Of course. And tell us a little bit about what we just listened to. What was that?
Well, we were listening to the introduction of the anthem for the European Club. It's a composition that I did for the European Club in Argentina. They wanted to have a song that somehow represents the club, you know, and all the cultures that are in the club. So what I did on that song is I basically mixed a lot of European styles and also some musical styles from my country, Argentina. And I came up with this anthem. You know, I call it anthem because, yeah, I think it represents also the idea of, you know, music that it really represents different cultures. So, yeah, that's how I came up with the music. And it is used by the European Club, you know, in events or even the website, you know, it's like the song that introduces, you know, all the events. And
very cool. Nice. And so at what age did you start expressing an interest in music? When did it all begin?
Well, I think it's going to sound funny, but I think I started getting interested into music even before I was born. And let me tell you why. Because both of my parents are musicians and they play guitar. And my mom used to tell me that when she was studying guitar, you know, and she was pregnant of me, I could react to vibrations, you know, of the guitar. So I think that even before I was born, you know, I was already showing some interest somehow.
It's in your blood.
Yes. So, yes, I mean, as I had the opportunity also to grow up, you know, in a musical environment, full surrounded of instruments in my house, you know, tons of records, music of every kind. So I grew up taking music as a game rather than, you know, something that you have to study, I don't know, because you are at school, you know, and you're supposed to.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that gave me the chance to explore different genres of music, you know, and different styles, play with music and take it as something fun. So that's why I got interested in music, I think, yeah.
Very nice. And we know you're from Argentina. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience studying over there?
Yes. Well, it has been amazing because, well, first of all, again, since I had the chance to grow up in a musical family, you know, I got interested in music from very young, and I started studying music being a child. I think I was 5 years old when I was first introduced to what is called the Dalcroze method of music, which is a method that is used for kids, you know, to start dealing with music things, but as a game, you know. Mm-hmm. So I first went to the Conservatory of Music to study that method, and then when I was 11, I started taking classical piano lessons.
Wow, very nice.
At the Conservatorio Superior Manuel de Falla. And it has been amazing as well because, I mean, all the professors there are amazing. In Argentina, we have amazing musicians, really. They are all around the world, but especially in Argentina, you know. Plus, the education there is free. So, yeah,
it was a good thing. Yeah, that's always nice, of course.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Nice. And what made you decide that you wanted to be a film composer, and how did you get started with that?
Well, I always was very interested in movies, you know, not only for the music, but for the movie itself, you know, all the things that have to do with movies, you know, the image, the colors in the movie, the wardrobes, you know, and of course, the music. But when I was young, I wasn't really paying a lot of attention to the music. Mm-hmm. I would just felt captivated by the film itself, you know, so I had that on the side, but of course, you know, my main focus was music until, you know, I started working professionally in like playing music, you know, and then I switched to musicals, you know, I started playing in musicals, and nice. Then I started, you know, working with actresses and actors and people, you know, that were into the business of movies, you know. So I started getting my first gigs, you know, doing small projects for movies, and mm-hmm. then I realized that somehow, you know, it was a way for me to go back to my childhood and kind of, you know, connect those feelings that I had, you know, when I felt captivated by films, you know, and I knew that I discovered that I was able, you know, to use my talent with music to be a part of the team were in the film as well, you know. So
two things out in one.
Yep.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so you're currently attending UCLA. How has the program and the experience been there for you? And by the way, we're going to play a little bit of your music in a while, so we can talk about that as well.
Sure, yeah. Well, the program at UCLA is amazing, and it's very interesting because, again, when I then decided that I wanted to be a film composer, you know, I knew that I had to be in LA because mm-hmm. the industry is all condensed here. You know, there are so many things going on. But I didn't know how at the beginning, so... After a long research, I found UCLA. They have an amazing program in film scoring, you know, and I decided to apply for it, and I got accepted.
Very cool.
Like, yes, and I came here, and the good thing about UCLA is that all the program and all the courses are taught by the best teachers in town. I mean, they're mm-hmm. all professionals, you know, in the field. You know, everyone is amazing. They are all full-time composers or producers in the music business here in town. So it's amazing because you really get a lot of experience by studying with them, you know, and you also make a lot of connections. And, yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And plus, you know, UCLA, it's a wonderful school. And
it's a great school, yes.
Yes,
definitely.
And the fact that it's here in town, you know, it's even better because, yeah, you also have the chance to work with the other people that are studying also filmmaking, you know, mm-hmm. because not many schools have all these programs connected, but UCLA does, so it's good.
Nice. And mm-hmm. would you recommend the school to others who aspire to study music or film scoring?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for film music, I think it's amazing. There are tons of schools here, amazing schools here in America, you know, where you can study music. But the good thing about UCLA is, again, you not only are surrounded by musicians or people in your field, but you also get the chance, you know, to talk with filmmakers, producers, people in other parts of the industry. So
very nice.
If you want to enrich your career, yes, I would really recommend you to go to UCLA.
Very nice. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the song we're going to listen to.
Oh, yes. We're going to listen to a song called Stray Dog Lost in Manhattan.
Okay.
It's a film score that I produced, that I composed for a friend of mine. He's a French director. He was living in New York at that time. And it's basically a movie about a stray dog that is lost in Manhattan and he's wandering around Manhattan.
Oh, nice.
And, yes, he undergoes through a journey, you know, in the streets of Manhattan. And the movie is settled in the 50s.
Nice. All right, let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
So, what inspired that?
Well, actually, what inspired me the most was the film itself, you know, because, and this is important in film music, when you compose music for a film, you are enhancing something else. I mean, you're part of a team, you know, and mm-hmm. your music, it's supposed to to go with the emotions of the film, you know. Mm-hmm. So by watching the film, you know, there is this small dog afraid of the city, you know. So I was trying to really go with his emotions, you know, of being wandering around a big city that he has no idea where he's going, you know. So that was my inspiration. And, of course, the photography as well, you know, all the buildings and the way the city was pictured in the movie was also very beautiful. And as I told you, you know, it was set in the 50s. Mm-hmm. So that's why I also went for that jazzy kind of style, you know.
Very cool.
But, yeah, so I would say that the biggest inspiration for me was the film. And it's what it has to be when you're doing music for a film, you know. You have to let the film tell you what.
It's telling a story.
Yeah. And you have to, but you really have to let the film tell you what to do, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, thank you for bringing that in. We loved
it. Yeah, thank you for playing it.
Yeah. And by the way, how important do you think connections are in the music industry?
Well, connections are everything in the music industry because, first of all, friends hire friends. So you need to make friends here in town if you want to at least, you know, see what's going on. But then with connections, you know, you get the chance to get involved into different projects and more interesting projects as you go on in your career, you know. And in this business, you know, it's not that they call you for your resume, so to speak. They call you because they know you, they trust you, you know. Mm-hmm. And in order to trust someone, you have to know him or you have to get recommendations from somebody else, you know. So connections are everything here.
Mm-hmm. So what about someone who, like, I know you moved here from Argentina. How yeah. do you make those connections?
Well, first of all, you really have to have a passion for what you do, and you have to have an ambition to, you know, to move from another city, you know, especially even me, you know, that I moved from Argentina, you know. Mm-hmm. So first of all, you need to want to be in another place. That is going to make you somehow, you know, develop some extra skills that you're going to need to build those connections, because mm-hmm. Not everybody, you know, is good at making connections on the go or being out there, you know, trying to meet the right people, you know, to get involved into projects. So you really need to try to have passion for what you do, and people are going to notice that you have passion, and they are going to come to you because people here are hungry for people with visions, you know.
Oh, of course.
So if you can prove or you can show that you have a vision, that you love what you want, make connections is not going to be that hard, because again, people, you know, they like being surrounded by people with passion for what they do. And in this business, you know, in the film industry, no matter if you do music or you're an actor or you're a producer, you need to have passion. It's the most important thing. After that, you know, everything is okay. You have to work hard, you know, but first comes the passion. Without passion, you cannot do anything, and you cannot make connections, you cannot meet people, you know. So
of course.
Yeah. That's nice. The most important thing. You need to have a passion, and no matter where you are, in which part of the world you live, you can make it if you believe in what you want.
Very cool. And what's some advice that you would give others who aspire to do film composing but do not exactly know how to get started?
Well, the interesting thing about this career is that there is not one way of starting it. So my advice could be first to be aware of what are your capabilities and know your whys. I mean, why you want to do this, you know? Why you want to make music for a film? What does it has that it attracts you, some, so to speak, you know? So first to really know, you know, why you want to do that. And then to really study, you know, the craft and study the style as much as you can, to be aware of all the things that are possible to do. Once you have that, you know, and you can have a formal education in music, or you can, you know, just be a person that loves film music and you can listen into tracks, you know, songs. There is not one right way to do it. Then I would say that you need to make connections, because if you want to work, I mean, do this for a living, you know, you need to get involved into projects. So
okay.
The next thing would be, you know, to be in a place that allows you, you know, to build those connections and to have that work. And if you don't have that yet and you need, you know, to build your portfolio, you mm-hmm. know, you can always, you know, download videos from YouTube or find a movie with no music or mute the music on the video and compose your own music to really see, you know, how you react with the emotions of the movie. And again, everything is about practice, you know, practice as much as you want, as you can, sorry. And then, find the right people to get involved into projects. And I'm sure one thing is going to lead to the other, and as sooner than you think, you're going to start, you know, working, being involved in projects and working, mm-hmm. doing music. Yeah, so my advice would be that. And of course, if you can be on a city, you know, where the film music is big, like here in LA, that's even better, you know?
Of course.
So, yeah.
Very nice. And what is the most exciting part of scoring music for a film?
Well, I would say that the most exciting part is talking with all the art departments, at least for me, you know, talking with all the art departments on the film and get inspiration from them, you know, because, I mean, the composing process is very, like, it has a technical side in which, you know, you have to decide, okay, what, how you are going to compose it, you know, what instruments you're going to use, how you're going to, you know, program it to the computer, you know, the recording sessions and all that. But then it has, you know, the emotional side in which you start watching the film, you know, you start like trying to gather information or gather emotions that are in the film or might not be there, and you have to discuss those emotions with the directors, the producers, or the actors, the actresses. So that for me is the most fun part of my job, you know, when I'm not like doing my job of composing and I'm, you know, talking about the film, talking about the emotions. Because I think of like my music as if it were, you know, one more character in the movie that you cannot see but you can hear and of course feel, you know. So in order to be myself involved, like emotionally speaking, on the film, I have to make sure that, you know, my emotions are also along with the emotions that the director wants to bring on the film. And in
Definitely.
Order to do that, you know, I have to talk with the director, talk with with everybody in the film and make
sure
an emotional connection. Yes.
Nice, very good. And what would you say is the most difficult part?
Well, the most difficult part is composing the music, like in the technical side.
Technical
yes, because
part.
Think of this. I mean, when you are doing music for a film, it's not that, I mean, you are not in charge. Like as opposite to doing like concert music, you know, that, or when you are a rock artist, you know, you compose to fulfill your heart somehow, you know, but in film music, you are part of a team. So the hardest part is to let your ego aside, you know, and say, okay, I'm part of something else. You know, I'm supposed to enhance the movie, but I'm not supposed to, you know, be in front of the movie. It's like music is supposed to support the film. So you have to be open, you know, to rewrite your ideas, to change your approach, you know, and you have to be very honest with yourself and really admit, you know, and say, okay, I might have written something that I love, but maybe this is not what the producers or the director liked, and I had to, you know, rethink my music. And that is hard because, the creative process, you know, starts getting slow and down, you know, as you go because you're an out of idea. Yes. But at the same time, it's the fun part of the show, you know, to really go for it. And again, if you have a vision, you know, you know that regardless of how many versions you end up doing for the movie, you are going to come up with the right one that is going to make the directors and the producers happy, and at the same time, happy to yourself, you know?
Definitely. And how important do you think it is to broaden your horizons with music? Do you think that having a little bit of knowledge on every genre of music helps with the scoring process?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is probably one of the most important things in film music because, as opposed to different other genres, in film music, you really never know, you know, what the film is going to ask you to compose or what the director is going to want. So the more you know, the better, you know. And I'm not saying that you really need to be to be the master in rock music or be the master in contemporary music or electronic music. But the more you know, the more you are also going to be able to call the right people, you know, to help you if you are not sure about the genre, or you can do a research, you know, if you need to gain experience in other type of music. But again, in film music, you never know, and that is also exciting, you know, because in one film, you know, you might be composing, you know, with the rock and guitars music, and then in the next one, you might be asked to compose like in classical style, you know. So again, if you know, the more styles you know, the faster you're gonna be able to get the score done and to write something interesting, you know, that also it's that you like and you're gonna make people like as well, because they can tell that you have passion for what you're doing, you know.
Exactly.
Good.
Yeah, definitely. And what does film composing actually consist of? Can you kind of break it down for us a little?
Yeah. Well, again, as I said before, there is a technical side, you know, which is the composing part in which you need to know how to to write down notes or how mm-hmm. to express feelings, you know, with notes, how to orchestrate or how to bring instruments, you know, how to record an instrument, but also making a connection with this feeling that I'm talking, you know, you also have to know how to express with feeling, with music feelings. So you're watching the film, you know, and you say, okay, how do I bring this feeling that I'm seeing on a movie, you know, with music? So that is like the a sixth sense, you know, that you need to have. It's like, okay, because at the same time, you know, music is emotions, but this type of emotions, you know, you want to make sure that the audience are getting the right emotions. So mm-hmm. you need to really know how, you know, to bring those emotions to the movie, to lead the audience, you know, to feel what you want them to feel. Because a great scene on a movie, you know, with the wrong music can be totally ruined. So in the process of making that music, you really need to master the art of managing the emotions with music, with sounds, you know. Uh-huh. And fortunately, music is a universal language, so, you know, it's not that you need to learn a new language and convince somebody else that you are talking in a foreign language, for instance, and, yeah, you have to sound convincing. I mean, with music, it's very easy to sound convincing, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's very easy to sound not convincing and to sound wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, in that process, you know, it's looking for the emotions that you think you want to bring to the scene and, of course, discussing those emotions, then taking those emotions and put them into sounds, you know, then composing the themes or the melodies that are going to be, you know, the main melodies or the main sounds in the movie. And then out of that, you start creating, you know, you start scoring the whole film, in which you can take that melody and you can put that melody in different places and see how it works. Mm-hmm. And if maybe the same melody is going to need a different emotion or a different sound or color in as the movie goes on, because the character is evolving, you know, or changing his or her mood, you know. So that's all the technical process, you know, in which you start, you know, developing your materials and your themes, you know, and then you record the music or you create the sounds in the computer, and then the movie is released, and hopefully people are gonna like it. Or
yeah.
And if they do, of course, they are gonna call you back, and you're gonna keep working. And yeah.
Nice, very cool. So it kind of goes back to connections too, just kind of
definitely.
Sure that you have an open means of communication and kind of working with everyone else.
And at the same time, this is important because film music is a hard business in the way that you are making a. It's like making a piece of furniture for somebody else that is going to be used for, by someone else, you know. So you want to make sure that you are delivering the right product as you were asked to do, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not that you just compose and if you don't like what I did, you know, whatever. No, you really have to make sure that you are delivering the right things that you were asked to do, you know.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And what does the future have in store for you in your career?
Well, I mean, I really feel very lucky and blessed that I have the chance to work as a film composer here in town. So hopefully if my career, you know, keeps in the right direction, I'm going to continue scoring for films and making music and being involved in interesting projects. And yeah, that's what I really want for my career. And of course, you know, I also play music, so I want to continue playing piano and continue playing in my projects, you know, with my bands. And but yeah, film scoring would be my main focus and where I want to put most of my energies, you know. So yeah, that's. And I hopefully, if I can, you know, I would really like to make my own company here in town. Right now I'm, of course, you know, working in independent projects, but I'm getting more interesting projects, you know, every day, and one project leads me to the other. So, I'm building my company, and hopefully one day it's going to be a big production company. That would be my dream, you know. But
definitely.
Yeah, but
well, best
one
of
step
luck.
At a time. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We loved having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but it's been a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you very much.
Make sure to stay tuned in to kpcradio.com for next Wednesday's episode. You've been listening to The Navigator, where we guide you through your roadmap to musical success. Thanks for listening.